Well, aloha everyone. This is KP here on, what is today? It's on the 22nd, 1/22/22. And I just got home not too long ago from the, Viator and shopping at Costco, kind of a triangle that I follow that just always feels uplifting and for my spirit, and make a lot of wonderful, some wonderful connections. And I just really, the great thing is that I just feel completely free and sort of in my own freedom and sovereignty, whatever you want to call it. I'm not going to get fancy about it, but the thing is, today it was perfect. I have been going through a relatively large, seemingly, amount of things in just one day. So I think that, I feel that we are, we are being, we're continuing to be prodded by the outer, perhaps the outer events or outer looks of things. And the same has been happening for me. And I've noticed that, I talk occasionally with certain people in this area where I'm currently stationed. And, there are either people that have known me from before, from the past, or, people who are either relatives or whatever you want to call it. And occasionally I do get contact with them. However, it was just a thing that there's something, a couple of things happened yesterday, and it was both of them. I'm not even going to say exactly how it went, but it was like the implication was that I was feeling was that you had better get vaccinated. And that was the implication. And I got it from two directions. And I got it from two directions. It was somewhere like, one did something and one said something. And then it's almost like, well, that to me is exactly what I didn't really say anything either. I just said, I'm doing my thing. I'm following my, anyway, I didn't explain anything. I don't try and explain anything. So I guess one message is stop trying to explain. And, but the whole thing was, there are two implications, strong implications that if I don't get vaccinated, I'm not going to be helpful. In other words, okay, there's the sign, vaccinated. I'm going to say the word out, vaccinated. And I know, it's kind of like, well, these things that they said, either people are saying, well, we don't want to be around you, because they're not directly saying it. It says, well, they're being protective, blah, blah, blah. So all this stuff, and it has to do with that. All right. And anyone who listens to these shows and happens to understand, what I'm about, is that that is not the way I operate. And it's never going to be the way I operate. I do not look to the external I'm not going to look to the external to take care of my own self. It's always going to be internally, whether it's the 3D internally or whatever. But I just really didn't want to get into it, and I really feel that there's so much happening right now that there's quite a bit of prodding that has been going on. However, definitely the old narratives are essentially falling apart. They're being dropped at this time. And, you know, all I can say is that, you know, they're essentially being dropped, and it appears to be starting in, you know, they've already been dropped in some places. However, you know, we're seeing it in Europe, we're seeing it in other arenas, and even over here, I noticed, and I don't have the links for this, but that one of the states, I think, was trying to drop the a bill to drop all of the V mandates and all of the mask mandates. And this is happening all over the place. And that's all I can say. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. I'm not going to do any of, I don't have references for all these things. I'm doing a lot on viewing on Telegram, which is fine and dandy and all this and all that. But I'm kind of like, nope, ain't happening. And we're each finding our way of operating as we go through this. You know, that to me is very, very helpful to know, you know, we're finding the way, you know, our own way of operating as we go through everything. So, and, you know, this whole thing is really falling apart. The narrative that this mainstream people are putting out there, yes, they are falling apart. And it's kind of a thing where, we're kind of just, you know, for me, it's like being aware and being not drawn into deals like, you know, with the V deal, and almost like there was these implications that they're very subtle, and I would have to say it results from probably the brainwashing or the brain conditioning that this is the only way to go, and that the other part of it is that they are not going to be protected if I don't do this. It's the same thing with the mask. You know, the mask. Oh, if you're not wearing a mask, we're in danger. And I've been rejected out of different houses. Don't come in the house if I'm not wearing a mask. They're wearing a mask. They can be wearing a mask. And it's like, you know, it's just the whole thing is, we all know, we who are awakened, I'm sure, know that that's all a bunch of crap. And the whole thing is something that they've tried to roll out. So now but this is for the wake, you know, I would have to say the reminder is that, you know, we are here for the awakening of humanity, and not just for us. The awakening of the humanity, H-U-E, humanity, from the small h humanity, the drone humanity, the sheep humanity, who are just want somebody to lead them through this and tell them what to do. And fortunately, you know, I'm sure most people who listen to this know that we are following our higher inner sovereign self, and we are following that higher inner sovereign guidance. So, you know, that's a very, very important part of this whole deal. So I kind of felt that I needed to come on and just put this down, you know, in the recording and, you know, record this and to put it out there so people could, people would understand it. I'm not putting it out for people to understand. I'm just expressing who I am. And this is what I feel for myself is the most important thing, you know, to express. You know, to express who we are and individually, whatever it is, we express who we are, not someone else. You know, I don't care what anybody else thinks or how they're uncomfortable, but I'm seeing this getting prodded. I'm getting prodded myself, You know, because it's either, you know, whether it's neighbor or blood relatives, whatever. A lot of these people are not in the same family. They're not in the same spiritual family. So, you know, they're not in the same inner family at this time. And they probably never will be. But I'm not concerned about that. Right now, my own I'm not concerned about anything. You know, I just basically choose to be in solitude and be in peace and taking care of my own items, you know, and, you know, just sort of going through that and taking care of those particular things. Now, I have a reason for being here. I have many reasons for being here, and at this time, I've done some things that a lot of people haven't done. You know, withdrawing from systems, taking care of stuff that was left over from my, you know, from my parents, and taking care of, pardon me if I adjust that, taking care of, you know, a variety of items. And there's some longer-term things that come up, and, you know, but I think one of my biggest steps was to take care of the farm and have it. Now it's going to be converted to an organic farm. I might have talked about that before or written about that before, but it's like, yes, I'm very, very glad that that is going to be done starting this coming growing season. The process, well, it's already started, but the process will start. And that is part of my deal here. So anyway, that's one thing. But also, you know, when I was writing the title, it's like standing up, you know. It's not bowing down, standing up and put, you know, it's always standing up. And a lot of times it's standing up to people, to people, or in front of people, or with, and when people who would think that I would be with them in their path that they have chosen. Like taking the V is the only way you can be protected from this imaginary CV thing. And then to hold the line, you know, holding the line, holding that line. Okay, I'm not crossing here. I'm not crossing over to the way you're doing it. I'm staying here at this line. I'm standing up. I'm holding that line. And it's just for myself. You know, I can say it's just for myself, but I know a lot of us, and I feel this includes me, are standing up and holding the line for all of humanity, for a lot of people, a lot of beings who maybe don't feel that they can do it, but they haven't learned yet. So I'm finding more and more people who are, well, I just look for, I don't look for things, but I see things every so often you know, I can just say that, you know, things are improving. I just look for I don't look for them, but I just, every so often I'll see somebody, oh, they were always wearing a mask before. And now all of a sudden, boom, no more. And, you know, we're guided to people, you know, we are guided to those to who we can connect with. And those we need maybe those we need to either share something with or whatever the deal is. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we're guided to a lot of people that kind of need that interaction. And I'm not saying it's for them. It's also very much for myself and for those. Anyway, it's kind of like, but this has been a challenging couple of days. I'm not going to spend much more time. I'm just watching the fish and I'm watching the show and I'm watching the fish on my TV, on my screen here. I like this screensaver. And I do enjoy that. And I still very much feel the connection with the islands. And I'm not going to say whether I'm going to return or not, but I feel like that's going to happen. We all will be asked to go different places, I'm sure, and whether it doesn't matter where it is, but I know we'll all find our, you know, our guidance is coming, but we have to pass through this time. You know, we must, you know, we must pass through it. And perhaps rise above it, and in some ways, but sometimes we've got to be right in the middle of it. We've got to be right in the midst of it as it's going along. And we have to challenge, we have to take the challenge of being in these rapid moving, you know, moving, rapidly moving waves. You know, I often talk about Sandy Beach. They're changing when you go in Sandy Beach on a high trades day, you know, high trade winds day. It's like those waves are rapid fire, and you just get one, catch one, and then be ready for the next one. And it's always changing, always changing. So many of us love that, and I personally have loved that, that rapid fire situation. And now it's like it's a different type of rapid fire, but this is what's going on right now. So that's all I can say. In the meantime, I will say aloha to everyone. And as we go through this, just keep the faith and, you know, stay in the light and all that kind of stuff. And for the very end here, we will end with the lovely music of Makaha Sons with Kaulana Na Pua. Aloha. Aloha ae ka puna o ka aina Haina ia mai ana ka puana Ka poe